Pope Francis said on Wednesday that Christian unity and reconciliation are possible. He was speaking during his weekly general audience in the Paul VI Hall, where he also continued his catechesis on Christian hope. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Noi guardiamo più a ciò che ci unisce che a ciò che ci divide.
We look more to that which unites us rather than that which divides us. Those are Pope Francis' words on Wednesday during his weekly general audience as he recalled this week of prayer for Christian unity, inviting Christians to pray for this week and also recalling his visit to Lund in Sweden to commemorate the Reformation. The Pope said, "We continue the journey together to deepen our communion and to give it more and more a visible form." In Europe, the Holy Father stressed, this common faith in Christ is like a green thread of hope, adding that communion, unity and reconciliation are possible. As Christians, he said, we are responsible for this message and we have to bear witness to it with our lives. The Pope made the comments while greeting an ecumenical delegation from Germany. Also during his audience and continuing his catechesis on Christian hope, Pope Francis reflected on the story of the prophet Jonah, who sought to flee from a difficult mission entrusted to him by the Lord.
Un profeta che tenta di sottrarsi alla chiamata del Signore.
He said that when the ship that Jonah had boarded was tossed by a storm, the pagan sailors asked him, as a man of God, to pray that they might escape sure death. The Pope noted that the story reminds us of the link between hope and prayer. Anguish in the face of death, he added, often makes us recognise our human frailty and our need to pray for salvation. The Holy Father explained that Jonah prays on behalf of the sailors, and as a result, the sailors come to acknowledge the true God. He also underlined that as the paschal mystery of Christ's death and resurrection makes clear, death itself can be for each of us an invitation to hope and an encounter in prayer with the God of our salvation. I'm Lydia O'Kane.